Blog Talk Radio. I have incited mayhem. very, very nice. All right. I'm watching a 5-hour energy ad. Really interesting there. Thank you for that 5-hour energy and explaining how much coffee is in your item and that it has vitamins added to your coffee. Anyway, happy Wednesday. Happy Hump It Day. Hump. No, it's not supposed to be Hump It, is it? It's Hump Day. I'm sorry, y'all. Happy Hump It Day. Hope you good morning. Oh, I be crazy today. Every day.
Crazy every day.
Every day.
Every day. All the time. It's the only way to be, apparently. I knew it was going to happen. I have to mention it. It's not really geeky, but serves them right. Government suing Armstrong for a huge sum. Hell yeah! That's what you get,
Lance?
Peterson. Lance Armstrong.
I don't even know what to... I don't even want to talk about that. He broke my heart. My heart is broken, Lance.
He's going to go to jail. Oh, he may not go to jail, but he's going to get in trouble.
Did he ever even have cancer at all?
He did have cancer. He did indeed have cancer, and yet he still also took these drugs, which everybody knows are not good for you. And he's like, well, everybody else does it. And I have to say, here goes that old line every mom says at least once raising a kid, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it too?
No, I have the reverse of that with Baby Natrix.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
It's like when you get, when mom beats your beep, are they going to take that butt whooping for you? No? Okay, then. That's why you don't do it, because I'll find out, and I'm going to kill you. And they're not going to help you.
Wow.
That's what I just said. That's when you know you got a true friend. If they're willing to take a spanking for you, then you can go do what they do. They love you. They care.
You know, I may actually agree with that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, you just had to think about that. Yeah, I'm all about some spanking. I want to clarify, spanking does not mean I beat her bloody. Some of you who, I hate spanking. No, parents who spank do not beat their kids bloody. I'm not going to blacken her nose or her lip. She's going to get a couple swats with a belt.
And that's okay. That's all right.
You know.
She will survive that.
She has to survive that.
We have pushing on the bottom.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? And when Baby Ginger comes along, what's funny is, at the beginning, you don't even have to spank your people until probably they hit around Baby Natrix's age. I used to spank her dolls. Yeah, the dollies, that would hurt her so bad. Because she loved their, to them when they're little, that's their everything. Their dolly.
That's true.
I would spank the dolly. I'd put the dolly on punishment. I would hit the floor beside her like once or twice, you know, if she misbehaved. And that was enough. Never had to really spank her up until probably recently, you know. Get a little mouthy sometimes. You have to be like, what?
Every once in a while.
You know, I'm short, so she's almost looking me in the face. What?
And I know, and everybody's like, why do you want to inspire fear in your kid? You know what? We grew up with generations of that.
Yeah, and you didn't see us blowing up stuff.
Some people didn't take it too far.
Look, you didn't see us blowing up stuff. We were not shooting up schools. That generation is all you ones that are, let's talk about it.
Everybody gets a medal. No, fuck.
No. Ooh, Ginger, F-bomb, daytime.
Oh, bad. Beep, 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 beep. I know, you didn't see me. I totally covered my mouth.
Too late. Already
out. But no, people, no, you did not win. You were not a heavy participant. You do not get a medal.
them they're special, but you can also tell them you're not getting anywhere by thinking you're the only special one.
Exactly. You want to be super uber special? Work for it.
Work.
Set yourself out amongst everybody else. Okay. I mean, or above, you know.
I play up the competition. Her and her best friend, they stay in competition with each other about their grades and who read and who did this. And it's healthy, you know. She loves her friend, and you know, it's very healthy. I like that. You know, they're not angry at each other, and they're not speaking to each other. But it's been her best friend since second grade. So I think this is going to be a lovely lifelong friendship, and they are competitive. Let me tell you, I read a book that had 500 pages. Well, I read three novels last night. Yeah, I like that. That's hot. That's called smart competition. I know we should have more.
That is amazing. That is amazing. See, I wish I'd had that more growing up, because most of my friends, I've been like, I read such and such book, and they're like, why do you read so fast?
Because you can't read. Somebody got to read these books. Somebody got to read these books. Somebody's got to do this. Even something else that that they don't usually tell kids. That's what everybody's like. I don't want to make my kid feel bad. You know, the other thing I stress to her a lot is when you do all this work, and this is the truth. Whether you all may not believe it, when you do all this work and you get good at what you do, you actually can work less. You actually get to lounge. These people that you're angry at that you see on TV. You know, Kim Kardashian, of course, didn't earn her money, but her dad. You know, he unfortunately passed away. It's not that he died from, you know, work stress. He just, you know, got sick. But these people you see on the yachts and you're angry with them, why do they get to go on yacht? Because mm-hmm. they worked already. I stress that to her all the time. Do the work now. Do it now. Do it now. Get it done now. Do it now. And then you can be on the yacht and you can be shopping for the $4,000 shoes because you'll have the money.
Exactly, folks. Exactly.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Expecting mom and daddy to give you everything. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, we're on our soapboxes this morning. Ginger, you're going to have to rein it in because you know I'm not all here.
We are.
Can I go first because I got some juice?
You can go first because after that I've got stuff that's going to make us all go, oh my God, I'm hungry.
Okay, I am so like, wow. Okay, so it was been recently announced. Iwata, Satoru Iwata, has taken over the American...
Taking over
the responsibilities of Nintendo of America CEO. He took over from the outgoing CEO, Tatsumi Kamishima. Did I say Kimishima? I'm good with the Japanese names.
All I gotta say, folks, is I just learned how to make 3D mesh. Bring it! I'm coming for you.
That ain't got nothing to do with Nintendo, woman. Okay, so...
Head of Nintendo!
You're right. Y'all run. Okay, so... So who is being promoted to the position of general manager within their parent company? Well, Reggie Fizami did not get fired. Nobody panicked going, oh, they got rid of Reggie. No, he's fine. Iwata's move, they say, will support a more streamlined global strategy. According to Eurogamer.net, Nintendo reported that it wanted to enhance its organizational agility. Nintendo's recent weaker-than-hope performance outside of Japan has been highlighted in successive financial reports. Like we had told somebody yesterday, yeah, they were doing bad before, but starting to kick up. Iwata's move means he will have more hands-on role in the territory. Of course, the 3DS is currently dominating in Japan, hardware and software charts. But they're still trying to get it going over here. The Wii U, meanwhile, they said, of course, needs a push from Nintendo in all regions. And they've announced today a surprise return to profit over the past financial year, despite lower than expected Wii U sales. So it may not be selling, but they're still kicking butt.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think this is a good move. I think I've always liked Iwata. I wish his English were better or my Japanese was better so I could actually understand a lot of what he says. But I think he's brilliant. I think this is going to work out very, very well for them, Nintendo. Good job. And I do want a Wii U. It's just, you know, not a good time. It's not a good time. I'm waiting to see what these other two are going to do. I might just be selling all of them and be like, I'm done.
Yeah, I can see that. Best thing they could do is fire Reggie over in Microsoft land. Bulmer needs to be fired. People who actually play games should probably run... No. People who play games should not run gaming companies because nothing would ever get done.
You know what? The and Lethal Migraine, I have been hearing that so many over the years, and that thought process that you have stems from the fact that every gamer thinks, I can make a better game, until... you actually put the things in front of them and say, this is what it actually takes to make a game. And people who make games are generally gamers, but they have a different kind of passion for it. They want to make it, and they're going to spend the 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 hours making, you know, working on their game, and know that there's not going to be much time to play anything else but the game you're working on. And you may play this part, this one part, 15, 16 times in an hour where it keeps crashing, and then you got to go back and figure out why. So it's not as easy as, oh, gamers should be making games. They are gamers. They just do it a little differently. Matter of fact, you got up the same app I was going to talk about later. Ha ha.
Yeah. You know I got to talk about this. You know, it's like my favorite thing ever. Oh, my God, when I saw this, I was like,
This is Pizza Hut, right?
This is Pizza Hut.
Oh, I think I'm done with them. Go ahead, tell them about the Pizza Hut. I'm going to get off my soapbox.
Girl, I will never be done with Pizza Hut. All right, so Pizza Hut now has an app for your Xbox 360. Not that I'm using it, but, hey, technology at its best. It's 10 p.m. on a Friday night. Your stomach emits a low rumble, but you're elbow deep in Bioshock Infinite, and you'd rather not leave the warm imprint you've carved out on the couch. Your seamlessly equipped iPhone is charging in the other room. Too far, the fridge. Good luck whipping up something with sriracha and baking soda. You wonder if only there a way to order pizza through my TV. Well, now you can. The official Pizza Hut app for Xbox Live, the international gatekeeper of weird pies, is partnering with Microsoft's Xbox team to develop a first-of-its-kind app that lets you customize the pizza on screen using the 360 controller. Connect motions or voice commands. Your cheesy design gets delivered to your doorstep soon thereafter. The app, which spokespeople from Pizza Hut and Xbox say have been a long time coming, was born out of a mutual conversation. We're always looking at ways to give our audience more of what they're interested in. This is coming from Larry Herb. If you look at our audience, they love pizza. I mean, who doesn't?
That's Major Nelson, by the way.
Major Nelson! It has international appeal, and Pizza Hut is a recognized brand that matches up well with the Xbox brand. Wow, imagine a Jedi-like wave of your hand. Pepperoni. No, wait. Another wave. Sausage. Or perhaps you'd rather bark a throaty voice command. Breadsticks. The official Pizza Hut app will go live April 23rd, which was yesterday. And Xbox users will get 15% off their first purchase through May 6th.
I am not interested. Awesome. I had a Pizza Hut pizza last week, and I've been eating Domino's. And I know this is almost blasphemy for me to say, because I was a hardcore Pizza Hut girl. Domino's has them beat. To go back and taste what they have and then taste Domino's, they have them beat. Hands down. Have you had the Domino's new pizza since they did their update?
I have, and it's good. They have a gluten-free pizza, which we all know has to go all gluten-free, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And I'm trying to stick to it, but I went to Pizza Hut the other night, and then I instantly regretted it. But,
Not that
much. I love me some Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, please, for the love of Bob, make me some gluten-free pizza.
I don't like the fact that they completely departed from the time when they were giving you healthy stuff, at least before I could get me, like, this huge salad, and they had some other little fruit thing, at least here in Houston they did, you know, fruit and stuff you can get, because I like to offset. I'm eating bad already. I like to try to offset it with something good, and they just stopped selling it. It's just a straight big box of bread that they bring over. If you get that family thing that you're supposed to eat, it's a big box of bread, and after you eat it, you're sick.
Yes.
And their stuff is loaded with sugar.
It is. And the stuff from the new, help me out, who were you just talking about? Domino's, not really that bad. It's pretty good. The gluten-free pizza was actually very tasty. It's expensive as hell. I mean, for like a small personal pizza, because that's all they sell it in right now. And by the way, I'm very upset about
that. No, they sell that where you are. Over here, I can get a large gluten.
Really? Really? Yeah. They only sell it in smalls here.
It's
like $8 for a small one.
Yeah, they're being mean to you.
I'm all like, and only like one place in town has it. It's like, grr.
Then Denter, their franchise, you have to open one. You can sell the Gamer Mesh special every couple nights. Did we lose your Ginger? I think we may have lost our Ginger. Ginger? Hello, the Gingers. Okay, am I gone? Yeah, we lost our Gingers. Okay. All right, while she is screaming at her computer, which she most likely is, Sony has launched new digital binoculars that record what you see. According to VentureBeat, they've unveiled a pair of binoculars with digital technology that allows you to record whatever you view. This is a kind of device that may actually improve on its analog counterpart. Ginger, did we get you back? See your little face flashing. Can't hear you speaking, though, hon. The second generation of Sony's binoculars. She is angry. The second generation of Sony's digital binoculars, dubbed the Dev 50V, lets you record what you're looking at while you're still looking at it through the lenses that can give you up to 25 times magnification. The new model is great for everything from watching your kids' school play to filming wildlife from a distance. You can use them to watch sports events and capture the wow moments at the same time. The device has a Sony Beyond image processor that allows you to record high-def video in formats that include MPEG-4, 3D HD, AVC HD. It can also capture 20.4 megapixel still images. The device has a built-in stereo microphone and has a monaural speaker. You can record to memory sticks or SD memory cards. You can also record – oh, I'm sorry. I never scroll. The previous generation of Dev 5 binoculars had a 10x zoom and took 7.1 megapixel stills. The new version is 30% lighter. Sony will begin selling the Dev 50 in June for $2,000. The device has Sony's optical steady shot image stabilization. It also has autofocus, so you don't have to constantly spend your time fidgeting with the magnification in order to watch something. And as the scene you're observing changes, so does the autofocus. The device says XMORE R image sensor can adjust the brightness if you're looking at a low light or bright scene. Since the device is compatible with Sony Bravia technology, you can share the recording via HDMI output and display it on your TV. The binoculars weigh about 1 pound, 10 ounces. They're waterproof and dustproof, so you can take them into the wild. Now, while this is all cool, I am not sure. Well, it sounds like it has a couple more capabilities than Google Glass. I'm really not for certain. I'm not sure. Not sure at all about this one. Just depends. I'm like back and forth. Obviously, it can do some things that Google Glass can't. And actually, I'm not even sure because we don't really know the formats that Google Glass can broadcast in, for one. For two, Google Glass seems a little bit less obtrusive, especially if you're trying to go to a game. I mean, holding something up to your face kind of gets bothersome. And I know a lot of you do. You have your phones and your iPads. But honestly, if you could just put the glasses on, I think a lot of us are lazy enough. We'd like it. Or if you can just enjoy your game and you can eat your snacks and you got your glasses on and they keep the sun out of your eyes and they're recording everything. And I think that works much easier. Sony, you might want to go back and try this one again. Just see if you can grab it up again. I don't know what happened to our Ginger. She's online, but she is not pleased. let me see if I can add her back. Ginger love. Oh, y'all people, she's going to be an angry kitten. She's going to be very angry. All right, so moving along to our next story while we try to grab our Ginger back. She is not going to be pleased, all up in high register. Microsoft is saying they have not forgotten about the Indie Games Channel. They've not lost touch with their indies. I beg to differ. Microsoft's relationship with indie studios remains strong. Developers of forthcoming XBLA title Max, The Curse of the Brotherhood, have insisted that while it might seem that the platform holder is losing its grip on indie game as Sony attracts more and more developers to PlayStation, there's plenty going on behind the scenes to ensure that it won't be the case come next generation. Press Play's lead designer Mikkel Thorsted told Eurogamer when he was asked about the common consensus that PlayStation's becoming the more attractive platform for indies. He says, "I think people are wrong if they think Microsoft is not looking into that and trying to do what they can to adjust how the market is changing. Of course they are, and it's actually also visible if you look at XBLA. There's also free-to-play games, and there are more and more updates. It's a huge organization, and they might be slow, but they're definitely heading in the right direction." Copenhagen-based studio Press Play is currently putting the finishing touches to Max, The Curse of Brotherhood, a spiritual successor to the 2010 Wi-Fi exclusive Max and the Magic Marker. There she is. A game we like so much. Okay, so they're saying they're shunning the childlike look of the original that was on the Wii. The XBLA game is instead set in a dark fantasy world designed to appeal to an older audience. He says, we're expecting our audience will be 18 plus. Mikkel Peterson says, we're dealing with, I hope and thank people who have the retro love for platform games, Heart of Darkness, Limbo, Treen. He said there's a huge audience that's younger than that playing the modern warfare games, running around with guns, but this is more of a smart puzzle game. Like the original, Max, the Curse of Brotherhood builds upon basic platforming mechanics with a magic pen that can be used to draw lines and overcome in-game obstacles. Unlike the original, the pen is now more powerful, being able to conjure lines made of earth, wood, water, and fire, all of which behave in a realistic way. He says if you take a traditional 2D game, it's a very artificial world you're playing in. The game looks absolutely awesome, but I cannot agree with the fact that you all have not, or you've left the indies behind. Thor said is saying, I don't think Microsoft would have acquired us if they weren't interested in indies. I think they know that everyone's important. No, I think they have. You have a hell of a time finding the XBLA channel when I turn on my Xbox now. The front page is so crowded. It's seriously crowded. You can't even find the game you just played most times. It's supposed to pop up. I think we talked about this before. It's supposed to pop up when you turn on your Xbox. This is what you played, and here's some other stuff. And I rather liked that it, you know, when I went to the left, I don't know how yours was set up, but when I went to the left, there was XBLA. Right there. You know, it was the next page over. Now I got to hunt through 4 or 5 things. I got to go to Marketplace, and I got to click on XBLA, and I got to look here, and I got to make sure. It's too much. I don't want all that crap on the Xbox. So if you're saying you're not going in that direction, you're going to fix the problems, then please get on it quickly. I'm already irritated. I'm very, very irritated already. I haven't canceled my subscription like you and Snow have, but I am
on the verge.
Yeah, I'm on the verge of canceling. And Lethal's saying it's right on the home screen. No, mine is not on the home screen, unfortunately. I have a bunch of other crap that shows up. So no, mine is. I'm getting some other, and it might be because of just because I can't say that. I forgot I'm not supposed to talk about that. But anyway, yeah, mine is not right there on the home screen all the time. Sometimes there's something else in that slide. Sometimes there's here's a update. What was it? Update for Assassin's Creed, which I haven't touched probably in a couple of months. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff shows up there instead of what I just played. So this means they need to fix. I need it fixed. I don't want all the Netflix showing up. Yesterday it was Netflix, and I know this because Baby Nation took scream, bollocks! And then I had to explain to her that is a European cuss word. Stop saying it. So she's like, well, where's my Minecraft? And I was like,
I don't know.
It's Netflix here. I don't want to watch Netflix. I was like, okay, it's all right. Breathe. We'll find it. We will be finding it soon. Ginger, what did you do? What happened?
I updated Adobe whatever the hell it was yesterday, and every time you update that stuff,
crash, it, smash show.
Yeah, today it's all like, you don't want to stay online, you don't want to stay on your computer, let's crash you repeatedly into the side of a mountain.
You went off, didn't you?
It's not very nice. Not very nice at all.
Yeah, it just knocked me out of some stories and mail and stuff. Fun. What's going on with Adobe?
I don't know, but y'all need to stop it. Now I've got all this stuff reloading, so...
Speaking of which, because Adobe does the Flash, and of course they do Photoshop, all that good stuff, but Adobe, Unity dropped them yesterday.
I don't blame them. Adobe, fix your shit.
Ginger, daytime. S-bomb.
I know it is. Fix your stuff.
Adobe,
FFS, you know, seriously.
Here's what Unity said to them. Said they've eroded developers' trust in Flash as a dependable, continuously improving platform. Game engine and middleware company Unity has said that it will no longer support Flash, stating that Adobe is no longer committed to the platform. I have to agree with them. They said, we don't see Adobe being firmly committed to the future development of Flash. This is evident by the cancellation of Flash Player Next, the instability of recent Flash Player versions by Adobe's workforce moving on to other projects. by introducing and then abandoning a revenue-sharing model Adobe eroded developers, ours, Unity said. Trust in dependable, continuously improving platform. The developers are moving away from Flash, and while Flash publishing has gotten little traction, our own Unity web player has seen unprecedented growth in recent months. Unity will no longer sell Flash development licenses from today, but it will continue to support existing Flash customers, which is nice. He says, just like you guys, the company says, just like you guys, we sometimes have to make difficult decisions about which platforms to target. Said for us, doing so involves speculating about what the fast-changing game environment will look like, what is effectively the dim yet not so distant future. Sometimes things don't work out as expected. Since when we started working on Flash deployment add-ons some 18 months ago, we had high hopes for the future of Flash as a gaming platform. The performance of early builds was promising, and Adobe seemed to be dedicated to making it a success. Since then, much has changed. You know what's really bad is we don't really have a replacement. It used to be Flash and Shockwave were going head-to-head a long time ago, and Shockwave has kind of dropped off the map, and then Adobe is really killing us, and it's not just in the gaming. It's the browser support. As you were just saying, you have to download updates every other day, and it's always crashing. And at first I thought it was Chrome. It's not really Chrome. It's actually Adobe.
I know, because I thought it was Chrome, so I switched back to Firefox, and Firefox is doing it too. And the only thing that the reason why I say it's this Adobe Flash stuff is because I just updated it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Before that, I'd had no issues. It had finally kind of evened itself out. It was great. But every time I get an Adobe update, crash, everything comes crumbling down. It's like, would you fix your stuff?
Please. I can't play my games. I can't do anything.
My four-year-old nephew could code better than this. Come on. I know y'all are probably based, like, out there in Colorado with all those hippie-smoking idiots.
Oh, they're in Silicon Valley, I believe, Adobe is. I believe.
Put down the weed. Step away from the cookies.
Nope, migraine's not a Windows problem, because I got three different versions of Windows, all of them experiencing the exact same problem. So usually it's going to be specific to one version.
No way, man. It's a genetic problem. It's the government. Mine doesn't do that. I don't know why anybody else doesn't do that.
Oh, yes. That's what I talked to Snow yesterday. So we've mentioned before, we have a new show coming. We're still working out our kinks. Tech Bitch is coming. That's going to be funny when we have those. I love those calls. Well, it must be you. Can't be me.
I love those people. I just
want to
slap them. Like, stop it.
Or my favorite one yesterday. I don't have this cord plugged in the wall. Another one. I don't have this cord plugged in the wall that says DSL. Am I supposed to have that?
Honey, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's magic. Stop it. Plug it into the wall.
I was told I didn't need a telephone cord for this. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and get out that wand. Let's go to Ollivander's, because that's where internet comes from. It comes from Harry Potter.
Ollivander's. That's a nice reach right there. I like that. That's good. That's good.
I'm such a geek.
You are. I love you.
And proud. I think that's what I'm going to get a tattoo on my hip. On one hip, it's going to say geek.
Just hotness.
So, yeah, it won't be when I'm 85, but, you know, now.
I've been trying to debate, because, you know, I've got a tattoo on one arm. I need a tattoo on the other. I've been trying to decide what I want. You know, maybe something like that. Something like that would be geek. It would be good, you know, like geek and like binary or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, no, girl. Do you know how many? Yeah, we'll talk about that after. You don't want to get it in binary. You just might want to get it normal.
Well, you get it small.
Girl.
Or, you know, you could have it like a bracelet where it wraps around your wrist.
Okay, see, that would be better if you made a binary bracelet. Yes, because then it don't hurt. They don't take long. I mean, you can make it.
Come on, I got a QR code on the other one. It took 3 hours.
Yes, but that is just a QR code. Binary code is a lot longer.
I know it is. I know.
I don't want to hear you calling me all up in the high register to my, this hurts,
it does not hurt.
For that one, it will. It won't be easy.
It feels like you've got like a sunburn. That's all it feels like.
I have a tattoo. It does not hurt when you have something small done like you have done. It's just to isolate. But we're talking, you said binary code. That's not going to be short. Have you seen the Matrix with the binary code?
I know. Now you're going to make me go. Binary.
Look it up.
Translator.
Oh, I'm going to have to cut Ginger.
Okay. Binary translator. All right, anyways, let me do let me do my story. I got distracted here. Let me do my story.
Go ahead.
All right. And where's my press release for this?
I had it. Anything to do with monkeys?
No. It has to do with dust. And why is it gone? There we go. I found it. Dusty Revenge. It's Revenge of the Dust. All right, I've already got that shared. Let me hit.
Why is our Joe not in the chat room? Hello there,
yeah,
Joe.
Hello, Joe. Well, I can't imagine why he wouldn't be in the chat room. Anyways, PD Design Studio is thrilled to announce the release of a 150-page art book, folks, as a promotion for their upcoming 2D action platformer, Dusty Revenge. The full-color 150-page hardback art book features plenty of concepts of the characters and environments, the evolution of the characters, early sketches of environment designs, comics, and much more. The Kickstarter campaign is loaded with rewards, including a bundle of both the comic and the game, which is set to launch summer of 2013. Dusty Revenge is not only a compilation of vivid artwork, but a full game coming out this year. So PD Design can offer the game as a reward. Backers can immerse themselves in the world of Dusty, fight Kraven, and claim revenge in a massive adventure filled with action. The game's original soundtrack and exclusive prints are also available throughout the reward tiers. True revenge lovers can even get commissioned artwork from the artists themselves. The pledged money will assist in the creation of the art book and help the studio to promote their ambitious game. All right, so Dusty Revenge is about Dusty, an angry rabbit. That's right, I said rabbit. Who is out to avenge the death of his beloved. Along the way, he crossed paths with two allies, Rondell, the heavy arms specialist, and McCoy, the sharpshooter. Together, they will hunt down Kraven, but each for a different reason. It's an action game with tons of enemies for you to hack and slash. Dusty Revenge is for our studio's first main game. It's a production that spanned over 2 years. Yay! All right, so Dusty Revenge will be available in a matter of months, so backers won't have to wait very long for the rewards. They do have a Kickstarter page, da-da-da-da. The release is sometime in summer of 2013 on a Mac. The subsequent release date for PC shortly after. And yay! So that is Dusty Revenge.
All right. I doubt any of us are quite old enough to remember a little gaming platform called the Amiga. I've heard of it. It's a legend. I've never seen one or never seen the program. But apparently a new company, Clanto Corporation, longtime publisher of official Amiga emulation and preservation solution, has announced a new...
That wouldn't be very long. Sorry, go ahead.
Say again?
So that would be very long.
Wouldn't be very long? Amiga?
No, I'm sorry. I was looking about it. But binary translator...
Okay, so they're announcing today the immediate availability of Amiga Forever Essentials for the Droid. That's right. The release of the first and planned series of essential packages for different platforms in which licensed Amiga ROM and operating system files are made available for programmatic access by a diverse open-source emulation engine right on your Droid. Right. Clanto worked closely with the developers of UAE for Droid, ANUAE for All, UAE for All 2, and other apps to make sure that the Amiga system files are auto-detected and easy to use. So they are very grateful that Google Play is open-minded about emulators and GPL components. As such, Android was our ideal candidate for the initial release in the Amiga Forever Essentials. It's supposed to unlock the potential of Amiga emulation apps designed specifically for Droid, making it possible for thousands of Amiga titles on Amiga operating systems versions 1.2, 1.3, 2.04, 3.0, and 3.1 in emulated computers like the Amiga 500 and the Amiga 1200. Again, this is before our time. I just remember hearing about it. Never saw one. Bonus content like Workbench 1.3 and first demo disc images let Amiga enthusiasts enjoy memorable classics such as the 1984 Boeing demo. Anybody know what Boeing is about? Okay, I'm suddenly feeling very babyish today. I have no idea about this. I've heard the name. Do you know anything about the Amiga, Jen?
I do not.
I'm going to have my geek card pulled for this one. I'm supposed to know this. But we did dislike them. If you're not familiar with the Amiga, you want to check it out, you can go over to their Facebook page. Don't know how to find them? Go to ours. You can click like right after we did. Apparently, they've done quite a few games. I remember hearing something about this is kind of where the FIFA fever started. And you have to go there just to look at the old Amiga computer. Wow, that is ancient. Wow.
I'll have to check that out.
That's kind of amazing.
Amazing.
I'm all, I want to get close. I want to see the code there on the screen from this picture. Anyway, go over and check them out. I finally found something geeky that I don't know about. I'm amazed. You know, I know everything.
She does. Yeah, I'm all like, how'd you know? How'd you hear about that? Stop it. Right.
I don't know about this one. I'm going to have to go and do some work. Got to do some research.
Work it.
Put it down.
Okay.
I was drinking during the show.
No, that's for Thursday night. Killer Combo. Wait, is today Thursday?
No. We just did 60s the last night.
That's right. Man, see, staying up till 3 a.m. working on that stuff made me all like, wee. All right, so Killer Combo, publisher of the hit free-to-play action MMO RPG Elsword, has introduced a brand new system to the game that allows players to collect and summon more than 60 different monsters from Elsword's distinct worlds. That was the shortest trailer ever. Anyways,
Some
of the monsters to fight alongside you in the action MMO's numerous dungeons or collecting as many cards as you can for bragging rights. The new monster card system delivers both excitement and depth. Each of the 60 different monster cards dropped by enemies can be used to summon a separate ferocious ally. Summoned monsters can unleash the same abilities as their wild versions, including some special attacks and skills. Monster cards include everything from energetic armadillos, that's right folks, I said armadillos, to massive demons and everything in between. Players will need to choose carefully when to activate their cards. Once a monster is summoned, a card will be used up. Anyways, that's boring. Elsword is gearing up for its second anniversary on May 4th. Players can begin questing for anniversary goodies now. During Anniversary Festival Week from May 1st through May 7th, a commemorative Isha coin will become available, and players can also earn great items by playing Elsword daily. Elsword is free to play. You can check it out over at elswordonline.com. Awesome. So, anyways, that is Elsword. Have I played this one?
No, we've done it. We've covered it quite a bit, but I don't think any of us have played.
I think I may have played this for like a very, very short while. Maybe. Possible.
Well,
not for certain.
Okay, two bits of news there for you Second Lifers who've listened to our show way back when we had the creator of the Zubi Babies, which put the fire under me and Ginger to start doing all this designing stuff, has released breedable lemurs. She is looking for beta testers. So if you are interested, pop your little butt into Second Life and get you one. You contact her. And I'm probably going to say she's probably not going to let you test if you're brand new. But if you already have a Second Life account, you've been around a while, contact her or go join the Zubi group and say, hey, I'd like to beta test. I'm not going to beta test because I just want to open them up. We all know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to open it up, look at its programming guts. So then we have something else I just got in from the Remember Me game. What happened to my picture? I had a
Remember Me game.
You know the game with the girl. We're all excited.
I do that game. It's hot.
I sent you. Yes. Look at. I didn't hit enter on the screenshot.
You did not.
Grab the. Okay. They just posted up a new screenshot they wanted to share. That basically shows. This is something that's out of the game. I'm assuming it's supposed to help read your thoughts or something like that. If you haven't seen the trailer for it. You need to check out, we've run it before, we'll probably end up running it again, but not today. But this machine is supposed to help with memories, and it's based off of real science. that it was done. Back in 2010, neuroscientists had confirmed that it was possible to communicate with some patients that were locked in a vegetative state by using what's called an fMRI scanner. That's what this little picture is that you're looking
at. I talked about this a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, so though limited, the breakthrough suggests that more meaningful dialogue with patients in a coma could someday be possible. And 2 years later, it has finally happened. A Canadian man in a vegetative state has used his thoughts to tell scientists that he was not in any pain, making the first time a patient in such a condition has relayed information relevant to their care.
That is amazing.
And then it's made its way into a game. This game is going to be awesome. Remember me game. I'm saying it's probably going to be the first really good game we've had in a good long while. That, and I'm going to say Watch Dogs are probably going to be the benchmarks for this year. And we'll throw GTA in there too, although I'm not for certain. I don't know what Rockstar's doing, but they, like Nintendo, are smart. They always keep everything under wraps until that week before, and then they blow you away. This game is not due out again till June 4th here in the U.S. and for our European brethren.
I can't wait to play this. It's June 7th. So good.
It's gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. And you can pre-order it now if you are feeling so inclined. Looks like Lara Croft's going to have a little competition up in the girly, the badass chick roost. Cannot wait to play this one either. You can pre-order it at GameStop, Amazon, Capcom, Best Buy, and yes, Walmart, who we don't care.
Walmart.
I don't care for Walmart for games. Everything else is fine.
No, yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
I'm surprised they're selling it since its rating is pending. That's why it's pre-order. What are y'all going to do if it comes out M or AO? What are you going to do? Tell them they can't sell it? You going to give people their money back? How is this going to work for you all? I'm just curious, Walmart. I think I'm going to go harass them when I'm feeling better. I'm going down there this weekend. Raise some hell up in the Walmart. I don't know how I do.
Raise some hell. All right. So, yay, active gaming and teamwork can help children lose weight. There's a new study out by the scientific journal Obesity. This is kind of neat. Finds that active games or extra gaming are a good way for children to lose weight. The goal of the study, adolescent extra game play for weight loss and psychosocial improvement, a controlled physical activity intervention. Whoa, that's a long title. Was to find effective ways to encourage youngsters to be more physically active through video gaming. Researchers Sandra Calvert and Anisha Abram of Georgetown University found that extra games supports weight loss for youngsters and that when they work together as a team, they are more effective in using games to lose weight. Study author Amanda Stagnano, PhD of Pennington Biomedical Research Center, says faced with a pediatric obesity crisis, our nation urgently needs sustainable physical activities that promote healthy weight and youth. In the past, light to moderate energy expenditure has been documented during extra game play. However, this is the first study to demonstrate weight loss among teenagers as a result. Using 54 overweight and obese African-American adolescents aged 15 to 19, the study found that participants showed improvement in weight loss and psychosocial outcomes over a 20-week time period. Researchers encouraged participants to play the EA Sports active game for Nintendo Wii for 30 to 60 minutes per school day in a lunchtime or after-school program. The extra game participants who worked with a peer to earn points lost significantly more weight than the control group by over 5 pounds. They also showed improvements in self-efficacy, peer support.
I'm all yelling, efficacy.
Thank you. Sounds like it got stuck in my mouth. Anyways.
No comment.
Only on this show. You know another good way to lose weight? Go outside. But of course, you know who am I to say that? I'm sitting here, you know, at a computer talking.
You got your gamer tan working.
I do. Oh my gosh. Well, you know what?
I know.
I won't die of sun cancer. It's all right.
Yeah, but when the zombies come, you'll be easier to see because you'll be very, very pale.
That is true. Video games, I think, can help you lose weight. I think a lot of people are not studious enough to stick with it.
that is just a difficult part. And this is where I say a lot of them, a lot of the companies are missing out on the using the social aspects to work with that. Like, imagine if Wii U Sports had a app that you could download on your phone that says, "Hey, you haven't been doing your exercise on your Wii U. You need to get your butt back over here."
Yeah, and I like the idea of, you know, competing with your friends.
Yeah.
And you really can't do that unless you're just competing at home. I want to compete, like, online. So-and-so just ran 1 mile on the Wii U Sports.
I'm telling you, when Dance Central first came out, that was the biggest motivator, was to try to get a higher score than people I knew. I mean, I couldn't play directly with them. You know, they didn't incorporate that till later. But that was a big motivator. I was like, what? She got how many points? I know I could do that move better than her. I could drop it like it's hot better than her. So yeah, that was a big motivator. So it sometimes it works to throw the social media in there. And I like that, you know. Does Raptor have an app, anybody? I haven't been to Raptor in years, but I keep seeing a lot of you are on Raptor and asking for me. I don't know if you have an app. If you do, then I'll harass you while you play from my phone, because I keep my phone beside me at all times because I'm crazy, because I like for Ginger to wake me up at 3 in the morning posting stuff to me. Why, Ginger?
Because you love it.
I do not.
You do. Otherwise, you turn off the little dinging noise, so I wouldn't wake you up at 3 a.m.
Actually, that always makes me smile when I get a message. I get ding at like 3:45 when I look at the phone and Ginger has posted. I'm like, and then I laugh and I go back to sleep. It's like, that girl does not sleep. She is worse tonight.
Never. Sleep when I'm dead.
Or this morning when you dinged, actually. Look, this morning when you dinged, actually, I was eating potato chips. But that's not the point.
At 2 a.m., woman.
Dude. Ginger, y'all know the Corey's looking like a skeleton. I was hungry. I woke up and my body was like, we need to eat something. Potato chips. I had to eat something, and it was the quickest thing I could grab. I swear, I woke up, I was like, I was just ravenous. I was going to eat Baby Nature. That's how hungry I was. I was about to pour some ketchup on her and just have at her. But it was potato chips that I got, and I saw my phone ding in the kitchen. Yeah, she scared me because it's like silence. They done caught me eating the chip. They done caught me. Run! Okay.
Oh, no. Can I do a short one?
No. Yes!
Go ahead. SimCity! SimCity
update. You just wanted to do that.
SimCity update 2.0 adds more bugs!
It's a giant bugs, because we really, no.
Giant bugs! Giant, huge! Huge. A new massive update for SimCity released on Monday has apparently added to the number of bugs that were already in the game, much to the chagrin of players who have taken to EA's forums and Reddit to complain about them. The new bugs apparently plaguing the game after the version 2.0 update include city sewage overloads, new traffic errors, a number of building construction issues, loading errors, and a few audio problems. The update was meant to address some of the issues from with traffic congestion, pathfinding problems, and other minor problems.
The traffic congestion always makes me laugh. I don't know why.
Yeah, no doubt EA Maxis is working on the problems created by the update. Wow. All right, so you fixed the bugs and made more bugs. So you created bugs of bugs. Nice. Y'all guys over there at EA, I don't know what you are doing or what you're smoking or...
It's EA Maxis.
Up various body parts, but
If Will Wright was dead, he'd be turning in his grave. Seriously, y'all made a mockery of The Sims Online.
And what are you doing? This is so...
Did I just say that? Sims Online? Okay. I mean, SimCity. Yeah, see?
People, stop it! Children to code for you? Here, we will feed you on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday if you code for us. Feed on Tuesday and Thursday, too. Maybe you'll get better codes. Come on.
Oh, my God. Ginger, I'm going to walk away from that one. There's no way out of that one. There's no way out. Okay. Which is going to be the feature of our column coming as soon as I get in my right mind. And they've been so nice to us in email, talking back and forth about what we can do with the column. But Prison Architect just released the Alpha 9. So
I agree, Dark One. Working that corner like a pro.
Who's working a corner? Did I miss something?
Yay! EA is going down faster than a $2 hooker. Yeah. Well, he didn't use hooker, but...
Yeah, we can't say that during the day. Thursday night, yes. Those of you who are interested in Prison Architect and Simulators, Joe, I'm looking at you. Central to the new version is the concept of prisoner employment. I'm so excited. Cannot wait to get in here. And they've been planning this for a long time. They say prisoners can now perform a variety of jobs around the prison, saving you money on staff and raising money for you by selling goods manufactured by your workforce. Prisoners can work in the kitchen, and they can clean the prison, and they can work in the laundry and the workshop, both of which are now in new in Alpha 9. They can also take visits from family members in the new visitation rooms. Ooh, I wonder if there'll be conjugal visits. Ooh.
Hotness.
Wait a minute, I forgot they gave me a video of the Alpha 9. I'm all sitting here excited because, you know, I'm really excited about this one. It's been a long time since the Corey been excited about a game. Let me give it to Ginger so she can run it while we talk, while I finish telling you about it. Ginger, throw that up. Okay, so also you have family members and other external associations who will visit if you provide a visitation room. Not only that, but you can give them something to talk about by setting up a workshop for stamping license plates or work in the laundry or the canteen. If you are not already involved in the Alpha, you can join up and get immediate access to the Alpha 9 as well as future updates, and you get a free copy of the game when it's finished. You really can't beat that. Even when you do Kickstarter, sometimes they don't offer you a free copy of the game once it's done. I don't know what the rating is going to be is the problem. I don't know what they're going to do, but I am just...
Depends on how the visiting goes.
Yes. Well, see, what I absolutely love about this simulator is they went completely out of the box with their thoughts. EA had a sim market. They had their Sim Earth and Sim Farm, and instead of them coming back and redoing it with, you know, with newer technology, remember, computers are like 15 million times better than they were, and... You know, instead of coming back and doing that, grabbing some of those up, doing some stuff like this that's kind of off. I mean, doing a prison simulator, there's been a couple people that have tried to do it, but do it this way has not been done, was brilliant. And, of course, Introversion is going to take a while. They do take forever to finish their games. So this was a smart idea on their part. You get to take part, and you're still playing it, and you also know when it's done, you got it coming. And apparently, Lethal, there is, because Introversion has raised a ton of money to do this. So it's not even that there's a need. There's not a need for any of the games. It's our entertainment. So your question, moot. But we don't need to have any of this stuff. It's all for fun. But I absolutely adore it. I like that they thought of something completely different that I've not played before is what makes it interesting. Who else can make a boast that you made a game nobody else has made? Even their hacker game is just now being emulated, and it's over 10, 15 years old, Hacker Uplink. I'm just seeing companies that are like, oh, we didn't broach this genre. Let's make a hacker game, and then they didn't do it as well either. I'm still waiting for somebody to do it, as we've been saying here for years. I want to see it on a DS, and I want it multiplayer, so that when I'm carrying around my DS, I just whip it out and just mess you up. I just hack up your stuff. That Street Pass thing they have would be perfect for that. That, you know, I pass by Ginger's house and she's sitting playing her DS on the back porch. She's playing Uplink. She don't know I'm coming. I hack her computer and take all her money, and then I roll out. She don't even know I was there.
Hot. Hot. Hot right there. Hot.
I need something different with my games. I am tired of Call of Duty and Battlefield. I am tired of the orc and troll variety. I need something
different. Tired of collecting rat teeth and tails and...
Although I was in EverQuest Classic and I was mildly amused. I am quite amused. I'm very, very amused. You got to come back in there with me.
Yes, apparently there's a need for, you know, grammar and spelling and capitalization too, Lethal. anyways, the heathens are coming. The heathens are coming. Set the date for date set for Crusader Kings 2, The Old Gods. The Gods will rise May 28th. Feast thy eyes on the first gameplay trailer ever released. Paradox Interactive, who we love and we adore and we think is just so amazing and sparkly and all that fun stuff. And Paradox Development Studios, who we also think is amazing and awesome and we love, will welcome you to a past darker than you can imagine, where there are a few shining knights or mighty castles, and the kings of Europe are more petty warlords than imposing rulers. We stand only 400 years from the fall of Rome and a mere 200 from the revelations of Muhammad, and much of the world still clings to an ancient code written with iron and blood. This is the world of Crusader Kings 2, The Old Gods, and it is yours for the taking on trailer for The Old Gods is the first trailer to show gameplay from the expansion Feast Thy Eyes on River-Going Vessels, the new map, and brand new powers that will compete for prestige and prominence. Pray to the Old Gods, or risk the wrath of Odin! Yay!
Risk us.
Yeah, I know, right? The Old Gods
Love
is
Paradox.
The first full expansion for Crusader Kings 2. This is Paradox's critically acclaimed strategy RPG of medieval scheming, dynastic fortunes, and crusades against the unbelievers. Yay for unbelievers!
Yay for unbelievers.
Yay for unbelievers!
All right, there is apparently some new technology, and there is a video, but I cannot share it. You all have to find different places to put your videos so we can share these. There. Starting in Basel, the Tutor iPad app launched actually last year, and it's going to be updated with the company's new products. This year's Tutor is also launching a Tutor iPhone app, which is available for download from the Apple Store, as well as presenting the entire Tutor collection, which includes the new 2013 Baselworld products and store locator, amongst other things. The app will also include new interactive features using an augmented reality catalog and Windows display and scanning and recognition. Both apps are currently available from the Apple Store and TutorWatch.com. And I have no idea what this app does. I love when they send us stuff that I have no idea what you're doing. Don't you love when they send us those press releases? They're like, we got this. And we're like, okay, well, what does it do? We have to tell people what it does, people. I have no idea what it does, but apparently it's supposed to be the coolest thing ever, according to them. I don't know why. You can go over to TutorWatch.com if you're wanting to know. I'm guessing they're meaning the Tutor watches. Is that what you all are talking about? I don't know. I guess it looks like it's a bunch of stuff. I'm not really sure. You go over to their website. It's got all the cool Italian people make cool adverts. We just don't know what it's about. We're like, that's cool. What are you selling me?
That is true. That is very, very, very true. Yes, they do.
What are you selling? Yeah, it is the watches. Okay, y'all might want to put the word watch somewhere in their press release when you send it over. Okay, because I'm like,
what are you selling here? Are you selling cookies? What are you selling?
Well, the advert was full of motorcycles, boats, and things, and women looking all sleek coming out of the water. Yes, but
right. What
is it that I'm supposed to be looking at? Anyway, the watches, they are very cool. They got the glow-in-the-dark Tron thing, but they're all red. You can go over and check that out if you want to pick yourself up one. If I'm not mistaken, Tudor watches start at around $300. I could be mistaken. So, yeah. Why did you all send us this morning?
I got a phone. I don't need a watch.
Dude, that's a console and a few games. I'm just going to put it out there. And a pair of shoes, for that matter, if you know how to work it right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have fluffy cakes for that, though. You can't work it right. You can't get that if you don't. Power of the fluffy cake knows no bounds. I'm just saying.
I love going shopping with Corey.
You haven't been shopping with me yet. I get the dolled up and go in the store and be like, hey, so what's on sale? You have to lean down on the counter. What's on sale? Of course, with you, I don't have to lean down on the counter. You lean on the counter, and I'm going to turn around and lean the other way, so we give them a double.
Yeah, I lean on the counter, and the fluffy cakes are just, you know, going to stand there by themselves.
And then I'm going to turn around because, you know, I'm packing in the back. Got the junk in the trunk. So then we'll be turning around and be like, looking over the shoulder, what do you got for sale?
Vanna.
What do you want to be for sale?
Not the whole store. All right, so
we got 30 minutes
ago. Adelic Entertainment, a LucasArts from Germany company, is happy to share three new screenshots from Goodbye Deponia. I'm not going to show you the screenshots. I'm just going to show you the website. The third and last game in the beloved Deponia Adventure series. Yeah, I'm lazy like that. Screenshots, you may say, are not a big deal, but the Deponia series is a special case with over 200,000 copies sold worldwide. It is probably the most successful adventure export from Western Europe, selling well not only in USA, UK, and New Zealand, but also in Greenland, Pakistan, Mongolia, St. Pierre, and Magellan, wherever that is. oh my god. Speaking of deals, the first game in the series, the original Deponia, is available today at an incredible 66% off on Steam. That's an odd number. As part of the platform's daily special, for about a month, they pay for an espresso in Milan. You know, that could be expensive. I don't know how much an espresso is in Milan. Players have a chance to help Rufus, the poor boy from the junkyard, to win over Goal, the girl from heaven. Really, y'all named her Goal? The sale runs until 6 p.m. tonight, April 24th, and the offer is valid only while supplies last. We're
but if this is European, it's already 6 p.m. They got to get you better get there quick. You got 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And the final piece of good news for today, we're happy to confirm that Daedalic will make an appearance at this year's E3, booth 6509 in the Concourse Hall, presenting, among other wares, Goodbye Deponia to all interested media, as well as Philip Felbers. Yay! All right, so y'all don't throw Philip Felbers. But anyways, they'll be at E3 if you happen to get lucky enough to go. So, anyways, yay for Deponia!
All right, guys, we are out of here. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow. If you're here, get us twice tomorrow. We'll be here at noon lunchtime and then 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for this week in gaming. See you then. I hear my kind of lonely.